Welcome to the Fox C6 Strong Voices podcast, a podcast created by the Fox C6 School District in Arnold, Missouri. This show is intended to share the voices and stories of the students, teachers, and community that make us Fox C6 Strong.
Hello and welcome to the second episode of the Fox C6 Strong Voices podcast. The purpose of this podcast is to amplify the voices of the students, teachers, and community members that make us Fox C6 Strong. Every other week, we'll publish a short 10 to 20 minute episode that will feature a conversation with one of the amazing students, staff members, or community members here in Fox C6. We hope that this show gives you a glimpse into the absolutely incredible individuals in our school community. Typically, Fox C6 Superintendent Dr. Nish Patel will open and close every episode of the podcast, except today. My name is JP Prezzavento. I'm the communication coordinator here in Fox, and I am so excited to bring you a very special episode of this podcast. We have two students, Allison Lauder and Emmett Rogers, who will be interviewing Dr. Patel so that we can all get to know our superintendent a little bit better. I'm so excited to share this conversation with you, so I'm just going to get out of the way, let you enjoy the conversation between Allison, Emmett, and Dr. Patel, and I will talk to you again at the end of the episode.
Hello, everyone. My name is Allison Lauder. I am a senior at Seckman High School. I am a varsity football cheerleader, and I run track.
Hey, everybody. I am Emmett Rogers. I am a senior at Fox High School, and I am the publicist of our theater troupe, as well as president of the choir.
We're so excited to be hosting today's episode of the Fox C6 Strong Voices podcast, and we have a special guest with us here today.
Absolutely, Allison. Today we want to take some time to get to know Fox's Superintendent, Dr. Nisha Patel. Dr. Patel, thank you for chatting with us today.
Thank you so much, Emmett and Allison, for having me here today. I must say I'm very excited. Anytime I get a chance to talk to some of our awesome students, I love it. So can't wait to get us going here today.
Perfect. So, Dr. Patel, can you tell us and the audience that is listening a little about your background and how you became a superintendent and what your road to success looked like?
Absolutely. Wow. I guess I could start with my family, because for me, road to success starts with my family and all the values and beliefs they ingrained in me. I don't know if a lot of people know this, but I was actually born in Kenya. And from a very young age, my parents always told me education is going to be your priority, because you can lose, you know, the saying goes, you can lose everything. You can lose your health, you can lose your job, but one thing you can never lose is your education. So they moved continents so that me and my siblings could have a great opportunities here in this country. So it started really since like the age of two or three, you know, that was ingrained in us. And as we grew up, I came to the United States and I fell in love with my middle school, because I started sixth grade here, and not in St. Louis, but it was in Kansas City. So starting from sixth grade, I loved middle school. I loved my teachers. I loved my principals. And then I got into high school, and you know, you always go, okay, middle school to high school, what's that going to be like? But I loved my high school. I got involved in every activity I could. I thought, why not try newspaper? I remember that. And I'm like, I don't know anything about writing, but let me try it. And the next thing I knew, I became, like, the next year, the editor-in-chief of our school newspaper. I was involved in STUCO. So one piece of advice I give all of our students is just join something, be part of an activity at school. And then from there, because I loved school, I wanted to go into the education field. I had a little detour, but eventually I made it to School of Education at the University of Kansas. So Rock Chalk Jayhawk, I have to say that. I know we've got a lot of Mizzou fans, I'm sure, listening, but I had to, you know, say that about my KU Jayhawks. So from there, I got my degree in education, and then I went and got my master's in science education, and then I started teaching. And the interesting thing is, when I started teaching, I taught at the high school. My first job was teaching at the high school I graduated from. So that was kind of neat to go back and see some of the same teachers and principals there. And then from there, I ended up getting my master's in administration and then my doctorate in education. And when I was a teacher, I never thought I would be in administration. I loved teaching. But at some point, you know, someone recognized something in me that maybe I didn't even see, and they encouraged me to apply to be an assistant principal. I did that. And then the next thing you know, I became a building principal. Then I came to Fox, became the assistant superintendent. And now I'm sitting here talking to you amazing people. Can you believe that? With our own podcast.
Perfect story.
So that's exciting. So your second question was, what does success look like, or how would I measure that? To me, I believe success is about empowering others. If you can make somebody else's life better by your actions, then I think that you are successful. A few years ago, I created my own mission statement, and that mission statement is, through my actions, I want to elevate other people to change their world. So if somebody walks away from my life saying, because of you, I am better at X, Y, and Z, then I feel like that's success. So to me, it's about helping others and empowering them.
Wow. That's good mission statement.
Well, thank
That's
you.
That's very inspiring.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, awesome. So going back to where you grew up and what you were taught as a kid growing up, is there anything that sticks out to you that really inspired you to start teaching in the first place?
I think it was honestly the love for education. The love of what you can do and become if you have a good education under you. And then I remember specifically in high school when I shared the story about joining the newspaper, and I didn't know if I was a good writer. I didn't know what I was going to do. And I remember the teacher in that newspaper class. And I remember the first day I came in, he was just so nice. And it was all about building relationships. He would kid around, you know, and we were all sitting there. And I remember he was so positive and saying, everyone in this classroom is going to be successful. And when you are successful, you are going to see it in the newspaper, you know. And he believed in me, I think, more than anybody else. And so I'm like, you know what, I've got this, I can do this. And so I remember writing my first story, and he came back and he said, it's going to be on the front page. And I was like, wow, it is. And he's like, I told you, you just have to work hard and believe in yourself. And then the next thing I know, we went to KU for a huge journalism contest. And he put me in this contest, which I didn't realize. He's like, you're going to go do, you know, this edit for the front page of a mock newspaper. I did. And I placed first amongst all the students in the state of Kansas, which I didn't think I would. But he saw something in me that I didn't myself. So I would say that interactions with him as my classroom teacher, really, I wanted to be that person for other students. So I thought, why not? Let's go into teaching, because I love it.
Yeah.
So I've never left school,
if you think about it, right?
Yeah.
I've never left school.
Wow.
No, that's what it's all about right there. No kidding.
Yeah.
That's crazy how one teacher can have that much
Absolutely.
Impact. You still remember
sure.
it, like clear as day what he did.
Yeah.
Wow. So you always say that your students enter with a promise and leave with a purpose. Why did this become your mission for the district, and how have you seen this through the district?
To me, when I think of that phrase, honestly, it came from my heart. I remember the day when they announced me as the new superintendent of Fox School District, and I had some words that I wanted to make sure I shared with the entire community, and it was at the Fox Service Center. And then at the end, I said that because that was from my heart. I believe that if we love our students, we take care of them, and we serve them really well, they will leave our district with a purpose. We don't define that purpose for them. We help them find their purpose. So whether it's to go to film school like you, or to go to the military, or to find a, you know, workplace, job, employment, whatever it is, we need to be able to help them find their purpose. And it can only be done if we promise to take care of them, love them, and serve them. And so that just became our way of showing our students, this is what our goal is, and this is where we're going to go with that. And I think, to me, moving to this country, public schools of America reflect the promise of this country. It's a place where it doesn't matter what your background is, it doesn't matter what your religion is, it doesn't matter what your socioeconomic status is. The public schools promise our kids that they will be taken care of, loved, and served. So for me, why wouldn't we make the same promise to our kids in Fox?
Wow, that's good. Makes sense.
Yeah.
I love that. That's like pumping me up. That's
good. There you go.
That is good.
So, Emmett, when you go to film school, you're going to remember that.
Absolutely.
That's right.
You're yeah. So, Dr. Patel, going forward, what are your main goals for the district, and how do you plan on achieving those goals?
You know, I have three main goals for our district, and I've said that in various forms, but I don't actually know if I've actually sat down and talked to a huge group of students about it, but I have three goals. The first one is to increase collective efficacy of our organization. What does that mean? That basically means that if we all believe in each other, and if we trust one another, and if we sit around the table and talk openly about certain challenges that we have or successes that we have, and we truly believe that our kids will be successful, then we as a district will be successful, and we'll be able to see that in academic achievement. So I want us to be a district where we feel safe with one another, where we're vulnerable with one another. So as an organization, that's my number one goal, increase collective efficacy. My second goal is to amplify student voice, because I feel like we have so many amazing students here, just like Allison and Emmett sitting here around the table, you know, and I feel like they have so many stories out there that we don't hear. And so I want to be very proactive in highlighting those student voices. So that was my second goal. And then the third goal is financially, just to make sure that our district is financially healthy. And we need to make sure that we are putting things in place for the long run for that. And so that's what my three goals are for our district. And I know that how do you achieve those goals? That's always the part where you have to have like laser-like focus. If you don't have laser-like focus on those three goals, then it's hard. You start getting, you know, different areas. You start having different challenges and you get distracted. So anytime you set a goal, you should have laser-like focus on them. And then anything you do should be aligned to those goals. So hopefully if we do that over the next few years, then we'll be achieving them.
That's perfect. That's your second goal, amplifying students' voices. That's perfect for this podcast here. And it's, I know me as a student hearing that made me feel a lot better about myself and like speaking up and stuff.
Yeah,
so I think if a lot of kids knew that, they'd be a lot more confident in themselves.
I do want to say that amplifying student voice, of course, for maybe the both of us, you know, we only have only a few short months left, although that is so important. And that's basically what this podcast is here for. And growing up in this district, being in student council, stuff like that, I have seen firsthand many instances where student voices won't be heard, or, you know, they weren't heard at that time. And so it just makes me feel a lot better that that is one of our priorities and goals. I just think that's awesome, because that kind of makes the experience right there, because high school and any school in general is what you make of it.
Right.
You know, and having that environment, I think, is very, very important. So thank you very much for that.
Yeah, you bet. And, you know, when you think about it, this district is for the kids. Right. We are here because of you guys. If you weren't here, we wouldn't be here. And that's why it's important that everything we do, we focus on student voice and amplifying that. And I've always said that, you know, you give a student autonomy, you believe in them, you let them soar, and they won't even look at how high the sky is.
Yeah.
Really. And you two are, seriously, you two are both examples of that.
What are your favorite school events to attend?
Wow, that's a really good question, because right now I would say, the listeners don't know this, but I have a knee injury, so I'm in a straight leg cast. So it's really, really hard for me to get to school events, and it has been very difficult for me because I miss it tremendously. I love to be out in the buildings. I like to be visible. And so when you ask me that, I don't know if I could pick one or two, but I love to go anytime when there's students performing. So whether it's all the athletic events, so whether it's basketball, wrestling, volleyball, but the Friday Night Lights, the football games, I try to make it. And especially when Fox and Sekhmet are both home games, that's a challenge. So just so you know, I go first half at one game, and then at halftime, I go to the other game.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So I try to make that. Both of them.
As a cheerleader, I've seen you there, and we're all like, oh my gosh, hi.
Yeah.
So I tried to do like halftime, you know, I want to make both of them. And then the concerts, I love going to the concerts, the drama productions. You know, there was one I just went to in the fall from Sekhmet High School, and it was phenomenal.
The Little Shop of Horrors.
Yes, Little Shop of Horrors.
Everyone loved that.
Awesome.
Did you see it,
Emma? I saw it. I was there.
Oh, that was just, I have to give kudos to that and just a shout out. So all of those events, you know, at the elementary, the events, I would say, honestly, if I'm being truly, truly honest, is going into their classrooms every single time.
Yeah.
If you're ever having a bad day and you want to feel like a superhero, go into an elementary school. Like, I'll go into the classroom and they're like, Dr. Patel, and they come and hug you and I feel like $1 million and I walk out. So I wouldn't say an event at an elementary. I would say literally every time I walk into a classroom.
Right. Everyone loves you. Yeah.
Well, I just love being with them. I love it. So many activities. I couldn't pick them. But anytime I get a chance to just be out there where the students are, I love it.
You want to be visible, like you said, and so involved in like their lives and seeing that and being a part of the experiences that they have. So it takes me back to what you said about how you never left school in a way.
So. I didn't.
So as we start to wrap up this podcast, Dr. Patel, I have a question for you. What do you like to do for fun or hobbies outside of the district, not school related?
Oh, you had to put that not school related, huh?
Yeah, tell us like about what you like to do as yourself.
Man, that is, because literally when you started asking me that question, I was going to say, I love coming to work every day. That's the fun. Like, I truly do. When people ask me, and my friends or family, they're like, what do you do? And I'm like, I'm going to work because I love going to work. And just a side note, Monday is truly my favorite day of the week. It truly is, and it has been for so long. So I do. I love my job. But since you prefaced or you ended it with besides work, is that what you said?
Yeah, besides work, like your hobbies.
My hobbies, I love to travel. That's my thing. Yeah. So anytime I get a chance to, whether it's for 2 days or like spring break or summer, I'll make sure that we do some sort of trip. And when I say we, I mean my family and I, because family is important to me. So like we could get like, sometimes our trips are groups of 6, sometimes our groups of 15, but our nieces, nephews, brothers, sisters, and travel. And I love to travel local, obviously in the United States, but also internationally. So like some of my favorite places are in Europe. And the reason, honestly, I do that because it grounds me. It reminds me of our world, and it's way bigger than you and I. And so when I go into these different locations and I experience the life and the way they lead their lives, and then it sometimes makes me appreciate what we have, you know? And so it grounds me. So for fun, traveling, that's what I would say. And I guess I could put in there that I do love to read and watch movies, but that's about it.
Do you have a favorite book?
There's so many. The one I'm reading right now is Grit. It's about, you know, how do you develop grit in yourself, others. But I think my all-time favorite book probably would be Greater Than Yourself. And it's basically about how you empower other people to be better than you ever could be in something, whether it's a sport, whether it's podcasting, anything. But you help somebody, you almost like mentor them, and you make them successful. More successful than you ever could be.
I've never heard of that book. I feel like I should read it now.
Well, thank you so, so much for taking the time to chat with us on this podcast, the Foxy Six Strong Voices podcast. It's meant a lot to hear from you, to learn more about you. Thank you so much for this experience.
Thank you for having me here, guys. And I just want to say how proud I am of you too. Seriously, you are doing a phenomenal job. And just interviewing, you made me feel like, I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing here at this podcast. So you guys were great. You really were. So thank you for having me.
What a confidence booster. So, thank you.
Welcome back. What a great conversation. I really enjoyed learning more about Dr. Patel's background and her vision for the Fox School District. As I listened back to that conversation, a few things really stuck out to me. One, I absolutely loved getting to hear the conversation between Dr. Patel, Allison, and Emmett. Hearing this conversation from the perspective of two students really reminded me why everyone from teachers to principals to custodians to bus drivers, we're all here to give our students the best academic experience possible. Everything we do in education all comes back to our kids. Speaking of everything coming back to our kids and giving them the best experience possible, Dr. Patel said that one of her main goals for the Fox School District is to amplify student voice, to give students a seat at the table, to make sure their voices are heard. It's so important for our students to feel valued and empowered in their education, and that's something that we are working towards every single day here in Fox. Well, thank you, Allison. Emmett, and Dr. Patel for being willing to record this conversation for the Fox C6 Strong Voices podcast. I'm sure that the listeners enjoyed this just as much as I did. Now, normally, we'll release an episode every other Monday, but to celebrate the release of the entire podcast, we have the first 3 episodes available for you right now. So if you haven't listened to episode 1, it's available, and we have 1 more, episode 3, available for you right now as well. You can find these 3 episodes and all future episodes of the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. All episodes are also available on the district website at www.fox.k12.mo.us/podcast. Of course, a link to that will be in the episode description right below this episode. Thank you so much for listening and enjoy episode 3.
This has been the Fox C6 Strong Voices podcast, a podcast created by the Fox C6 School District in Arnold, Missouri. We hope you've enjoyed hearing the voices and the stories that make us Fox C6 strong. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Anchor, or wherever you listen to your podcasts.